Simo and Jordan, flashing back your Friday on Snow FM. It's 9:10.
And Simo, I want to set the scene for you. You're walking around your house barefoot. What is the worst thing you could possibly step on?
Lego. Hello. Lego. Every time.
Everyone knows it.
Yep.
And that is exactly what a charity in the UK is looking out for people. They want people who will volunteer to walk on Lego.
Volunteer to do it? How much are they paying? They better be paying a bit.
Well, no. Well, it's a charity. So they're getting people. So the whole idea is this, is they're looking for volunteers who will walk over Lego. They can do it from their home. And it'll raise money for charity.
You can do it.
Which is a good thing. Raise money for children with disabilities. It's an amazing thing.
You can do it from home.
Yeah.
Very easy to do from home. Probably happens already, so you might as well help out.
You might as well help out if you can. This charity, it's called the Caldwell Children Charity. Like I say, it's raising money for children with disabilities. To help the volunteers who volunteer for this, the charity has actually enlisted the help of firewalking experts.
Nice.
Have you seen? Do you know what firewalking is?
Yeah, it's like when they have like a bonfire on the ground, like, and then they just kind of go for it, don't they? Go from one end to the other.
More or less,
hot,
yes.
Hot coals.
Yeah,
right?
hot coals. It's more or less. So they put a 3 meter long barbecue on the floor. And you people walk over it and not get burnt or feel pain or this. Maybe they do get burnt. I don't know how it works. But the whole point, I'm not a firewalker. Don't listen to me if you're going to do a firewalk or a Lego walk.
It would be something wicked to have on your resume, though.
I reckon it would.
Even Jordan, firewalker.
If you're applying for a job as like a bus driver or something that's got nothing to do with firewalking, I still reckon firewalking might get you over the line.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You add that. I mean, let's say two resumes are in front of an employer. This guy's he's a Lego walker. Or this guy over here, he's a fire walker.
Just imagine, like, you're going for a job as, like, a bus driver, for example. It's like, can you drive a bus? No. Can you drive a car? No. Do you know what a bus is? No. But I can firewalk. You're hired!
I fear not the flames that touch the sole of my feet.
So the firewalkers, the firewalking experts say that they are going to help the volunteers who are doing the Lego walk in creating a mind over matter experience where people can use their willpower to overcome physical obstacles.
Yep.
Now, Simo. Got a question for you. Just imagine in, all completely theoretical.
Yeah.
But just imagine that we go outside and I've got a 3 meter long firewalk set up with hot coals.
Yep.
And just beside it, actually a little bit away because the Lego will probably melt, I've got a 3 meter long Lego walk, just a whole lot of Lego there that you have to walk over completely barefoot. What are you going for?
Well, you're going the Lego because the flames, that's very real damage. The Lego is...
Yeah, but have you ever stood on Lego?
Yeah.
The studs, they go into your foot. It's painful.
I think the Lego hurts actually people emotionally more than the fire, because the fire, you know what you're into. It's very much a physical thing, like physical damage.
The way you said it, the way you're saying it like that, it's like Lego hurts people emotionally, so do the fire. Don't do fire.
But with the Lego, if you'd already set it out in front of you and you can see it, that's kind of nullifying the pain, because I actually feel like stepping on Lego, it's a type of betrayal, because quite often the parents have told the kids, put your Lego away. I don't want to see it. I don't want to tread on it. And when they do, it's kind of that hurts them more. Like, I told him to put him away.
Amazing acting there, by the way.
Thank you.
But I want to open up the phones this morning. Give us a call, 64572977. Have you ever stood on Lego, and have you ever done yourself an injury? All right, so you know what? While we're at it, have you ever done a firewalk as well? 64572977. If you've ever walked on Lego, ever done yourself an injury, I'd love to have a chat to you.
Firewalkers, call now. It's 9:15. Simo and Jordan with you on Snow FM.
If we get someone who's done a firewalk, I'm going to be amazed.
Probably have to start.
I was about to say, I'll do a firewalk, but no.
I have to start some humming when we bring him in. Speaking of humming it all the way through your 9 o'clock, JT, Justin Timberlake, Senorita.
Simo and Jordan.
Hope you're having a good time out there, Pitbull on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan Wrighty with you, 23 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock. And 105 years is a good innings, wouldn't you say?
100%, yes.
How would you celebrate on that birthday?
If it was my 105th birthday?
Yep.
Well, traditionally in cricket, when you get the 100th birthday, you kind of raise the bat and do that sort of stuff. Also traditionally in cricket, when you hit the 105 milestone, you don't really do anything. But birthdays are not like cricket.
Yeah, well,
as Confucius once said.
Well, 100 years of age makes holding up a bat a bit difficult.
Don't you get a letter from the Queen?
Yeah,
is that something that happens?
Yeah.
If you make 100?
Hmm.
I guess she's not doing anything else, so...
Well, this 105-year-old, a great-great-grandmother, she lived through two world wars, now the COVID-19 pandemic. Beatrice Turner, great 105 name.
Yeah, Beatrice. Yeah.
Absolute baller as well, living through two world wars.
And... Oh, sorry, I thought you played basketball as well. She's there with LeBron on her 105th birthday. I would watch it.
So she celebrated her birthday this week with a burger and a bottle of wine, and that burger was a Whopper.
Oh.
What an absolute baller, Beatrice.
I've had 104 of these before. I don't want a cake. Just get me a burger.
So it got me thinking. I was like, how could we possibly improve on that?
Well, what, for the 106th birthday?
No, 105. So here's five ways to celebrate your 105th birthday. Top five.
Okay, so just to fill you in, if you've never heard this before, Simo dreams up like a top five list of bizarre ways to spend your birthday.
All right.
My favorite thing, you've got the article in front of you about this lady, Beatrice, having her 105th birthday.
Hmm.
As soon as she played that sting, all of a sudden the piece of paper got turned over to reveal what can only be described as a large amount of text.
So, coming in at number five is a really long nap. Because, I mean, she's 105. Mm. Can't have too much excitement. If she's already had a wine and a burger, lay down a bit, Beatrice, would you? Just
no, not going to lie. I'm 24. I want a large nap as well.
Coming in at number four. Well, you might as well get into some risky behaviour at that age. So coming at number four is to get back on the full cream milk.
Yeah, that is risky. So when you said risky, I thought you said do a skydive or something like that.
Yeah, quite.
Full cream milk is pretty risky.
Number three, get some new dentures so you got that Colgate smile. Ka-ching, nice and looking good.
Oh, look at you throwing in a sponsor as well.
Number two, on your top five ways to celebrate your 105th, just turn your hearing aids off so you can enjoy the silence. Don't hear anyone trying to tell you it's bath time or lights out or anything like that. Can't hear a thing.
Yeah, but then you also can't hear the TV or the radio.
Turn the subtitles on.
Yeah, but then you have to read.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
no. Have you ever gone to see a movie? It's like in French or something and you didn't realise it was and it's subtitles. And it's like, oh, I didn't think this movie would involve work.
Yeah, well, a French film late at night with subtitles, you normally don't need them. You can turn them right off.
Especially if it's on SBS.
Yeah, big time. Coming in at number one on your top five ways to celebrate your 105th birthday. We don't want to get too crazy, so finish it off with a bungee jump.
Oh, so, you know, when I said before that bungee jumps are too risky, now all of a sudden we are doing bungee jumps.
Yeah, I think it's a suitable way to go out, don't you?
Yeah, maybe not for the 105th, maybe the 106th, maybe, we'll see.
Robbie Williams now. I was
there. Simo and Jordan.
Price tag, all the money there, Jesse J on Snow FM. Simo, Jordan as well on the way to your 10 o'clock.
And Simo, I want to ask... Have you ever been to, like, a nudist beach?
Not knowingly.
I know it's a bit of a random question, but stick with me.
Apparently, what, is there a nudist in the Snowies somewhere? That would be a rumour.
I mean...
What a place to do it.
And I wouldn't be, just because of a temperature reason. It's quite cold this morning.
Yeah, let's start... We should start a rumour. The Snowy nudist can be seen... On Lake Jindabyne, just when the sun sets on the third day of the third month every year.
I don't feel we should start that rumour, because then some weird bloke might just walk down Sharp Street in Coomer completely naked. Well, I'm the Snowy Mountains nudist.
Your move, mate, your move.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. But I've never been to a nudist beach or a nudist... facility either.
All right.
I don't really
stop telling us this.
Why?
It's why are you being so very direct about not going to a nudist beach?
Well, because I saw this article pop up. A couple of nudists got married completely naked.
Well, that's what they would do.
I mean,
no news there.
Okay, yes, good point. Nigel, age 50, and care assistant Rachel, age 30, met while playing table tennis on a nudist facility. This is a naked Greek island holiday back in 2017. So to tie the knot, they managed to get the naked wedding done just before COVID-19 happened.
Hmm.
So they could have lots of guests invited who in turn were naked.
I'm still thinking about the table tennis table, because what's the height of a table tennis table? Is it waist high?
I think it's just...
Because there's a natural advantage there, really, and disadvantage going on with your bits.
I think they were playing table tennis in the traditional way. I don't think there was any...
I wouldn't back on it.
And again, I think the table tennis was a traditional height. Like, okay. The table was a traditional height.
Yeah. Well,
it's not like, oh, this is a standard table tennis we use for the Olympics. It's this height. What's that? You're playing naked table tennis?
Yeah.
Hang on, we got to change the height.
Well, I wonder, because isn't it about that high? What's the height of a table tennis? I'll check. You continue.
You chair. I'm glad it was table tennis and not like table soccer, like table foosball, because you got like poles going everywhere and yeah, it doesn't work out well. So this couple, they got married. They're very happy. Had a naked wedding. Mm-hmm. They were trying to find an official celebrant to celebrate the wedding. But they had to find someone who was willing to go naked, which is it's a weird thing to ask.
Very go on, much so.
Go on, do you have the height of tables?
I've got a lot of dimensions, got a lot of maths going on in my head right now for your table tennis tables.
Look, just give me a figure. I'm not going to check. Just say 7 meters and then we can move on.
76 centimeters in height.
Yeah, so, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I reckon that's, if you're a nudist table tennis player, that...
It's about waist height.
Yeah, that's a struggle.
Mm. I've never played table tennis nude, so I wouldn't know. But Simo, imagine you're like a marriage celebrant.
Mm-hmm.
These two people come. So, oh, can you help us get married? Yes, of course. We're nudists. I'm like, okay. We'd like you to go nude. Would you do it?
Would they introduce themselves as nudists? So I can tell.
Yeah, good point. Well, if they're talking over the phone, maybe it could be a bit. Oh, your voice sounds a bit free.
Nah, they'd have their own people. So there'd be like you'd go to the phone book. And you just hit up
a nudist
celebrant.
Phone book.
Yeah, nudist phone book. You'd hit up the nudist celebrant. All the guests are nude. Mm. It's just an all-out kind of go at it, really.
Okay, so they found a nudist celebrant. All the guests are nude. Gee, you've got to hope that you read your invitation correct if you're going to a nudist. You don't want to rock up in a tuxedo and everyone's nude. Well, or the other way around. You don't want to get your weddings confused.
Yeah, true. The only...
You don't want to rock up nude to a normal clothed wedding.
The only person that is, like, wearing clothes and expected to wear clothes is the caterer. Because, I mean, if the caterer is not wearing... That's when everyone gets angry. All the nudists are up and really angry about that.
Can imagine if the caterer doesn't know, just kind of walks out with the food and just sees a whole wedding full of naked people. Whoa, this is a shock.
Simo and Jordan.
9:45, Kiss Chasey, The Spray on Pants. Simo and Jordan with you. Snow FM for your Friday.
Woo!
Did you notice it was Friday?
I was aware.
Oh, how good. So the latest regarding the restrictions as well, bars, clubs, pubs, restaurants and cafes able to open for dining in New South Wales, but only 10 patrons will be allowed inside each venue at once.
Mm-hmm.
For the latest on that, check out New South Wales government website, which is nsw.gov.au. And there have been questions asked about one particular thing that might affect your ability to social distance, Jordan.
My ability specifically, yeah. Or my as in everyone?
Everyone's.
Okay.
So
it's not my terrible bad breath.
No, it's a scenario that might happen when you knock off from work and it makes this kind of sound.
A bus stopping?
A beverage.
Oh, I see. Is that your impersonation of a drink says beer tap going?
Yep. No, it was like... Right.
You haven't had a beer out of a beer tap recently, have you?
I poured them for about 8 years.
Yeah, true. Okay, fair enough.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth was asked if health officials had discussed the potential impacts of alcohol on a person's ability to social distance. So...
Ah, now I see where we're going with this.
Yeah.
So when we're completely sober, 1.5 metres stay
easy.
Away, doable.
Depth perception is great, 20/20 vision.
All of a sudden when drinks start getting consumed.
Yeah, the beer goggles.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about this.
So have you got any ideas? You're going to wear you've got a giant sumo fat suit that you could wear that probably give you about a metre.
So that's the answer. Yeah, it probably would. Not going to lie. I think I might get some strange looks walking into the pub.
That's true.
With that, and I don't think I'd fit through the door.
Mm,
it is quite large.
That is tricky. So it's worth mentioning. I wanted to touch base about, you know, don't go crazy with a few restrictions being lifted. Still adhere to being a responsible human being.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes your beverages.
Yes, please continue to be a responsible human being until this is all 100% over at some point in the future. And then we can go back to being idiots.
And for now, enjoy what little bit we do get for tonight. Next up is Dear Diary, you're on Snow FM.
Simo and Jordan.
Amy Winehouse, a bit of rehab this morning. 7 minutes on the way to your 10. It is Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, it is time to look back on the week that was with Rachel G from Admin. She opens her Dear Diary.
Dear Diary. Another week has been and gone. I can't believe it's Friday already. This week started with news about a Scottish town that had lost electricity all due to a bull with an itchy bum.
I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
So the bull is named Ron, 4 years old, managed to knock a transformer off a pole during a vigorous scratch of its behind. So the bull in question had an itchy bum. It's the technical term.
Next thing you know, you've knocked the power out.
The boys talked about a retirement gift that didn't go quite right.
Well, what his mates got him was a ride in a jet.
Okay.
Okay. What ended up happening was it scared the crap out of him so much that he gripped his seat, right?
Okay.
And what he didn't realise was that that was actually part of a lever, which was the ejection mode.
Oh.
So at 60, whatever age he was, 64 years of age.
Yeah.
Up 45 degree angle, up to 2,000 feet, shot out of a high-speed aircraft.
One of the world's biggest rock stars did an unfortunate injury.
Queen, and specifically I want to talk about Brian May, who is a member of Queen.
Yeah, he's the guy with the guitar. He does all the...
Yeah, but he does that with his guitar. He doesn't do it with his mouth.
That's right.
Also, what a hairdo as well. I wish I had that mop of hair that he has.
A lot of it going on.
Over the weekend, actually, we ran out of time to talk about this yesterday, but over the weekend, he posted to his Instagram, and I'm quoting, "I managed to rip my gluteus maximus, which is your bum, to shreds in a moment of over-enthusiastic gardening."
Simo shared a story about when he went for a drive wearing nothing but his underwear.
So you just went driving in just your underwear?
Yeah, I reckon at some point in time.
Why? Where were you going? Just Macca's drive-thru?
I think, yeah, maybe that was it. I definitely would have been wearing shoes.
I feel Macca's drive-thru, there's like, unless you're completely nude, there is no dress code at all. Like, you'd have someone and serve them wearing just their underwear, and then the next guy's in a full tuxedo, top hat and a monocle, and Macca's workers would not bat an eyelid.
And they'd be like, oh, that makes sense. We are doing the Monopoly thing at the moment.
Ah, there you go. Mr. Monopoly, welcome.
Simo googled what currency they use in India.
Oh, it's rupee.
And Simo shared a very drastic way that you can avoid getting demerit points on your driver's license.
Don't use your phone. Not only will you lose demerit points and a lot of money, but you're also a tool.
Yeah, and, you know, or do a Simo, stop driving completely. Don't bother with a car.
That is a very drastic.
I'm also...
That's taking things to the next level. But hey, if you want to walk everywhere... You can use your phone.
I am also thinking of ditching the phone, getting rid of that, so...
You also go ditching electricity and just going to walk around with, like, a fire stick for light.
Just absolutely done with it.
Yeah, I think I'll just stick to obeying the road rules. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
I always love the cursory look back at the week that was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good one.
And Simo, it is the weekend coming up. If you're driving around the snowies and you see someone walking around just holding a big flaming torch with no phone and no car... It's probably Simo.